we have a terrific opportunity between our two organizations because we have a common customer, and our common customer is our military member. And so that really provides terrific alignment between the two organizations and gives us really a common focus.
What is the status right now of that whole common record? I know it's been an effort that's been ongoing for several years now.
Well, actually, each department had decided on their own to update or modernize their legacy environment to pursue separate electronic health record initiatives. And I would say earlier this calendar year, the two secretaries of our respective departments came together and decided really to capitalize on opportunities for a joint endeavor, if you will. And at the most basic level, the two organizations have decided to pursue a joint common platform so that we can capitalize and utilize common data standards, common business processes, and also consolidate the data. VA has made the decision to consolidate their data into the DISA data centers here at DOD, bringing all of our information together.
But you're talking about two enormous federal departments working together on what is a huge project. How do you get all of those cats to march in a parade?
So I think really it goes to the alignment and focus, strategic focus that both of us have in terms of delivering the best health care to our military members. You know, DOD is the primary service provider, if you will, while the member is on active duty, you know, when they come into the military. And then, you know, it should be a seamless transition when they move into the VA's care. And so really the alignment of and focus on the military member, I think, will help keep our two organizations very focused. Not to say it won't come with challenges. You know, we have to standardize, you know, I mentioned developing common business processes. That is not easy, but, you know, with the right governance wrapper around all of it and driven by the secretaries of the two departments on down, you know, I think that our odds are favorable.
Now, you mentioned common data standards, and to the most outside people looking in, what's the issue? Because a person's name is their name, and their social security number is their social security number, and their medical condition is what it is. What does that mean, data standards, and why is it so hard to get them to match up in the two medical record systems?
So data, there's so much data. And at the end of the day, that is what we are all after, is the data that then is compiled into the information that is used by the clinicians to make decisions. And so, yes, something as common as a name seems that we should not get that wrong. But the way you define the data, the way you post the data, the way you exchange the data, it's all very important. And so not only from a personal data information like what we're just talking about, but the way you know, blood records are accounted for, or radiology. There are standards associated with all of these things. And if you can't talk in the same language between the two organizations, then it makes developing a common record very difficult.
We're talking with Beth McGrath, the Deputy Chief Management Officer and Performance Improvement Officer at DOD.
DOD has a lot of opportunities to become more standard across our business enterprise, but in the health space, it is one area that we have made significant progress. And in fact, we have virtually standardized across the Defense Department using something called the Health Data Dictionary. The VA has agreed to adopt DOD's Health Data Dictionary to enable true data interoperability. So it's not just sending PDF files from one system to another. It's actually exchanging the information down to the data element level, which isn't terribly exciting for some people, but it is incredibly important when all the information is posted into a personal health record.
And down the line, is there a cost savings associated with this effort? That is, will it in some way streamline healthcare delivery?
So our anticipation is that there will be cost savings. I think that as we're defining all of the elements in terms of the data standardization and data center consolidation, adopting and utilizing commercial applications wherever we can, and avoiding duplication across our respective enterprises, I'll say virtually positive there will be cost savings. It is difficult right now to quantify what that will be as we are just starting down our collective joint path.
Is one of your goals to become the gold standard for how to pull this off and to make this work? Do you see a time when the private sector is going to look at how you did it and maybe take note and use your best practices?
Well, I think that we always strive to be the gold standard. To be honest, the administration already is pursuing, you know, a broad healthcare initiative. There is an initiative that President Obama mentioned or identified in July 2009, Virtual Lifetime Electronic Record, and that brings both the federal agencies like DOD and VA together with private sector providers to exchange information, again, at the data level. And we have been working with the Health and Human Services, VA, DOD, and others to really test out, again, a data-driven, standards-based approach to information exchange.
And if everything were to go swimmingly, at what point, when would you say that the first electronic record will travel along with a soldier, Air Force, sailor, Marine member from the service to the VA and go with them?
Well, I think what we're trying to do, our approach is to develop incremental, to develop and implement incrementally. So the today, DOD and VA both occupy a single hospital, the James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center there in North Chicago, which enabled DOD to shut down the Navy hospital there in Great Lakes and move into a joint facility with VA. And so their members are already experiencing sort of, if you will, seamless healthcare in a joint facility. As we develop common capabilities like pharmacy and laboratory and things like that, we will deliver them. So it will be done incrementally over time, starting, if you will, right now.
What is the number one takeaway message you would like the audience at the Health IT Conference to hear?
The message would be, you know, this is certainly a team sport. It has to start at the very foundational data level in order to enable interoperability between not only our two organizations, but also the private sector. And, you know, that it is a doable do, and it requires a lot of change management, not only within our two organizations, but with the members themselves.